Podcasting offers an incredible opportunity to build an audience around your message. My guest today is Andrew Rappaport, founder of a podcasting ministry reaching millions. Andrew shares the secret behind creating contagious content that compels people to subscribe and share with others. Tune in to discover how to grow an engaged audience around your ideas. Welcome to the Podcasting Secrets Show, where successful creators share their best stories, secrets, and strategies. I'm your host, Nathan Gwilliam. Hello, incurable creators. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Podcasting Secrets, where I'm joined by Andrew Rappaport. Andrew is the executive director of Striving for Eternity and the Christian Podcasting Community. He's developed the Christian Podcast Community of podcasters with more than 4.5 million downloads. He has two podcasts that have reached the top 100 in Christianity, and he has developed a ministry and a website that reaches around the world. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you start off by sharing with us your journey in merging together faith and podcasting?
Sure. Striving for Eternity is a discipleship ministry. Everything I do is about discipleship. It's about looking to raise up a next generation, to train others who, with everything I've learned, and look for others to teach me everything they've learned. Podcasting is the means. I mean, it's the nice thing about podcasting, actually, in a world, at least in America, where you can't have control over what a YouTube may do or whatever platform. With podcasting, you can't get canceled. And yep. So we realize that where the world is turning very much against faith and Christianity, podcasting is a way to do discipleship. It's a way of teaching. Let me put it this way. I have a number of podcasters, and they may have 50 people, 200 people downloading their podcast. I'm just discouraged. I'm not getting the numbers I expected. And I'll ask a simple question of everyone. If you taught at your church in Sunday school, and in that Sunday school, there were 50 people or 200 people, would you be excited about teaching? And people are like, oh yeah, that'd be great. That's what you're doing every week. You just don't get to see the faces.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have done a lot of study. They have a lot of knowledge, a lot of things they could share with others, but they don't know how to do it. They don't either have the technical skills, or what it comes down to is they don't think anyone wants to listen to them. And what we try to do is disciple them, teach them, okay, here's how to do the things technically. But at the same time, we want people to see how do we improve in your, not just your quality, but also your content. And so one of the things I do at the Christian Podcast Community is I actually listen to, we produce about 40 to 50 hours of content a week, because we have over 50 shows, and I listen to all of them, and I'm listening
Wow.
to see how to help them improve. So, you know, most people spend 40 hours a week at a job, but I do listen at triple speed. So I will say that I'm not like normal people and listen at a normal speed. It helps me to concentrate better, but, but we ended up realizing that podcasting is a way, and up until about maybe 3 years ago, religion and spirituality was the number one category for podcasts. And a lot of people are surprised by that, but let me make it not seem like it's as big as I just said. Because included in that is every church that has sermons that they put online, like on sermon audio or into a podcast form. And most churches are doing it. And so that's why there's Christianity itself is the largest category. Recently, crime podcasts are starting to become more popular.
Yeah.
So crime podcasts are also being in the algorithms. You know, that's what shows up more in some of these algorithms. So, but I think it's important for folks to be able to have something that they, you know, you have your phone that you carry around, you can listen to things while you're working out, while you're driving, while you're taking a walk. This is what's different where a lot of people used to use YouTube to make videos, but you have to have a computer to sit at and watch. Granted, I don't recommend this, but I do know people that used to watch, or they'd play YouTube videos in their car while driving and listen. And I'm like, yeah, but you probably have a tendency to look over. Please don't look over at that.
Not the safest thing to do.
Yes. But podcasting, it doesn't have that. Podcasting, you can listen to anywhere. And that's the beauty of it is, you know, we have some podcasters that do, say, 30 minutes. And the nice thing about that is, you know, some people like that because that's their workout or their drive to work. Some go an hour. I have a podcast that I have one podcast that's an hour. I have a second podcast that's a 2-hour live stream. I used to do one that was a 2-minute, 5-day a week. And it's because it reaches different people. People that want that short first thing in the morning, well, they got that. People who want to have something that's longer, they have that. And that's the nice thing about podcasting is there's enough voices out there that we can hear teaching about faith. Hopefully good voices, but there's a lot of bad stuff out there too.
You've made some really important points here that I want to address. You talked about a 2-minute a day episode real quick. Was that like a Bible verse a day kind of a show?
No, it did a lot of different things. Yeah, there's once, yeah, like I did a whole series going through all the kings mentioned in the Old Testament, giving literally a 1 minute and 42 second overview of that king. I would also do things like where I'd go through different religions and give a short synopsis within, you know, less than 2 minutes of what they believe. I've done where I've, you know, answered, I don't know how many, couple hundred apologetics questions that people get, giving quick answers. So when people get challenged with something, they have answers for that.
Yeah.
That's actually harder to do, by the way.
It is. But it's really powerful if you can give people content in just little bite-sized pieces. I challenge our listeners to ask that question about your niche. Is there something in your niche that you could spend 2 to 5 minutes a day on and no longer and give value? And you might be surprised how much audience there is if you make it really short. Maybe it's a news article of the day. Maybe it's a quick recipe of the day. Maybe it's a way to show love to your spouse of the day. You know, what can you do quick and simple to provide a whole bunch of value? And the reason that's so important is people are trading. If you have a half an hour episode, people are trading a half an hour of their life in exchange for it. And you have to give enough value that it's worth a half an hour of their life for. But if you're only asking for 2 to 5 minutes and you can pack a whole bunch of value in that 2 to 5 minutes, it's a lot easier to overcome that value and be worth their time.
Yeah, you know, you touched on son. I get asked this all the time. From podcasters, how can I get more downloads? Everyone wants more downloads. And my answer is very simple. And it's what people don't like to hear. Because people want me to tell them, oh, well, you got to, you know, because they want to know how I did it. And they're like, well, how did you post somewhere? Like, what social media did you use? What marketing did you use? And I tell people, it's this simple. Produce really good content that other people want to share.
That's right.
Because that's how you're going to get most of the growth is by having something that other people like, oh, hey, dude, you got to listen to this. Or they post it online for you. That goes far more than you posting it.
Yeah.
Because when you post it, it's self-promotion. When other people post it, it's like, oh, this person, especially when they see a number of people posting it, then it's like, oh, I keep seeing this pop up on my feed. Maybe I should check it out. So the key, number one key, is produce really good content that other people want to share.
Hey, listeners, pay a lot of attention to what he just said. That's the best takeaway from this episode that I want you to remember. If you want to grow your podcast to be huge and viral and successful, you've got to create amazingly valuable content.
Let me give a warning, though. Because people will sit there and go, oh, well, why is mine not growing? It may not be that you may have great content, but just recognize that the market is flooded now. It's different than it was 5 years ago when I started, where there's so many more podcasts out there now. granted, a bunch of them have pod faded. That pod fade means they started, and usually by episode 7 or 8, they've stopped because they went, this is really hard work. Yeah. You could go listen to my So You Want to Be a Podcaster podcast, which helps people get started on podcasts, and we talk about that. But the thing is, it is hard work. But if you're doing it for downloads, you're going to get discouraged.
Yeah.
If you're doing it because you have content that you think is important for others to hear, you're going to be motivated to continue doing it.
Takes time to find our voice, find our followers. Great points. When you answer that first question, you told us that you listen to 40 to 50 hours of podcasts a week to help people improve. So listening to that many podcasts and giving that much feedback, what are some of the best secrets you can share with our audience about how they can improve?
A couple of things. I already gave one away, right? You want to produce good content. You also, this is going to seem counterintuitive, but so let me break it down a bit after I say it, but don't be shocking. Now, I say that because everything that we learn from social media and elsewhere is try to be shocking, try to get that attention. And you want to get that attention, but a lot of people, what they do is they say things in such a way to try and lure people in with something that mean that they aren't actually going to address or don't actually mean. It's sometimes referred to as clickbait, right?
Right.
If I was to say, so we do this episode and I share it and I say, you know, here are the secrets of who's going to win the presidency of the next election, right? We're never going to talk about that. So if someone listens to the whole thing, it's like, where was that? Oh, that was just to get you to click on and listen, right? And then you listen to the very end and you still didn't hear it. I've done this myself with podcasts where someone said, you know, we're going to address this issue. And I listened to it twice. I'm going, did I miss it? No, they never even addressed it. It was just in the title and it got you to click on it and listen. And in my case, listen twice because it was something I really wanted to get an answer to. And it wasn't addressed. Or sometimes what people do is they'll address it in like 30 seconds of a 1 hour show.
And that just destroys your credibility, right?
Exactly.
To me, that's completely unethical to do that. May give you the quick click, but you lose the long-term credibility, the long-term relationship with the customer. You talked about how you focused on SEO to build your podcast reach and you help other people do that. And that's a really important strategy, search engine optimization, getting traffic in from keywords. Most of us, when we're looking for information, we go to Google, and making sure that your content can be found in Google is a great strategy. What are some of the other most important things that people should do to gain more of an audience or following for their show?
There's several things you could do. If you're podcasting, first off, don't look at this as competition. I'm going to be reaching out to someone this week who has a Christian podcast network. And we make a distinction between a network and a community the way we have it run. But I'm going to have him on my show. Why? But others might find out about him. I don't care. If you look at it as competition, you're going to have a harder time. And I'm just saying, because you're looking to put others down and raise yourself up. But if you're working with other people, as I do, I don't know how many times I'm mentioned on different podcasts every week. Why? Because I'm always trying to help others improve, have others on my podcast, and they invite me on theirs. That's a thing. If you want to improve your reach, this is one of the reasons we created the Christian Podcast Community, was because one of the best ways, outside of producing great content, that's number one, but one of the best ways to gain an audience is to be on a podcast with somebody who is in the same genre as you. So
yeah,
they're listening to a podcast and they go, they're listening to it because they like that content. Then they hear you come on and you have similar content and a similar type podcast. And they go, oh, I can get both. But if you burn those bridges, like you mentioned, right? You burn those bridges, they're not going to have you on. Maybe once, right? So you want to earn that trust. You want to, you know, try to work with others in your same genre so that you can have them on, they have you on, have a good working relationship. I've done this a number of times with other podcasts that are smaller than mine, so I'm not gaining something from it, but I say, hey, let's do a crossover. Now, usually smaller podcasts reach out to bigger podcasts to say, hey, can we do a crossover? Because what that does is that gets the smaller podcast more known. If you're not familiar with a crossover, it's when you both play the episode on each other's feed. So you do a joint episode, you both release it. Now, I tend to release it after the other person. I usually will ask someone, hey, you want to do a crossover? I ask them to release it first, and I promote theirs, and then I end up releasing it on mine a week or two later. Now, that seems counterintuitive for a lot of folks who are trying to build an audience, because I'm giving someone else the privilege of that audience first. I'm sending people over to them, and then I'm playing it later. And people now hear it on mine, and they're going and hearing this other person. Some people say, are you afraid of losing an audience? No, because you know what ends up happening? That podcaster knows I did that. Having the larger podcast where he's gaining more from me than I'm gaining from him or her. And they remember that. And as they grow, here's a question. Who do you think they credit?
Yeah.
Right? We had a podcast that we used to do these podcasts where they're not part of our community. They're part of another Christian network. And we used to do these awards, and nobody knew who this podcast was at the time. And we had awarded them the best Christian podcast of the year before anybody knew who they were. And that started a lot of people listening to them. Well, they became at one point the number one podcast in Christian spirituality. That's much bigger than me. I've never been number one. I've been number one in the Philippines for a couple of weeks, but they were number one in the world in Christians or spirituality and religion. And it's interesting because the host had turned to me and he says, you know, it's all because of you, because you recognized us when no one else even knew who we were.
Yeah.
What do you think that does when they get to be number one and they mention you? That's going to help you get an audience. But if you're focused on trying to build an audience for self, you're going to be very limited. Let me put it this way. The model we have at the Christian Podcast Community is this. I tell people, if Nathan, if you're trying to promote yourself, you're going to promote yourself to the people who are already in your sphere, right? They're already listening to you. They follow you. And you're going to reach out to them. But if you are promoting 10 podcasts and those same 10 podcasts are promoting all the other 10 minus themselves, right? So they're promoting you. You're now being promoted by 10 people who are not your audience. What's going to give you a greater reach? It's going to be the latter, where 10 people are promoting you to people who don't listen to you.
If our audiences enjoy this episode like I have, Andrew, and they want to learn more about you and your services, what are the best ways for them to do that?
You can go to strivingforeternity.org. That has all the information. If that's too hard, if you're driving in the car, you can't write that down, just do sfe.bible. Takes you to the same place. But from there, you can learn all about Striving for Eternity. You can learn about the Christian Podcast Community. If you want just the Christian Podcast Community, it's christianpodcastcommunity.org. My podcast is Andrew Rappaport's Rap Report. It just, the name worked, but I thought Rap Report sounds so corny. So that's my hour-long show that I do. It's really dealing with biblical hermeneutics, biblical interpretations and applications. The other one I do is a Thursday night. It's a live stream called Apologetics Live. And so I always tell people that's my office hours. You go to apologeticslive.com, Thursday nights, 8 to 10 Eastern time. And I tell people I can answer any question that anyone has about God and the Bible.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrew, and sharing all the value with us.
Thank you for having me.
Here are my key takeaways from this episode. Number one, podcasting can help you to build an audience and share your message with less risk of getting canceled on other platforms. Number two, think of your podcasting as teaching a class. Even 50 to 200 listeners representing an engaged audience is worth investing in. Number three, the number one key to growth is creating excellent content that people want to share with others. Number four, avoid clickbait titles that trick people. You'll lose credibility and trust. Number five, collaborate with other podcasters to cross-promote episodes and audiences. Number six, promote other shows genuinely. They'll remember this and promote you back over time. Number seven, focus on helping others succeed rather than treating them as competition. And finally, number eight, optimizing discoverability through SEO and keywords helps people to find your show. If you're looking for a great all-in-one podcasting platform with more than 35 integrated modules to help you create, grow, and monetize your podcasting venture, you can get a free trial at podup.com. Thanks for joining us for this episode. I wish you success in building an audience around your powerful message that you want to share with the world.